Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Cassie here is thinking, look, if you are feeling good about yourself this morning, she wants to make sure that a lot of you guys listening have already been labeled a spinster.
Listen, I'm going to give the power back to you. Okay, so here's the thing. If you guys don't know the term spinster, it's akin to old maid, right? Yeah. It came about in the 1300s. It means...
In the 1300s?
1300s. It means...
An, back.
It's, yeah, it's used in a negative connotation, like for an unmarried single woman. But of course, spinster actually meant you could make a really decent living like spinning thread and clothing, so you didn't need to marry a man because you were able to be independent. So then they're called spinsters, and all these paintings came out like they're going to be punished in hell for not marrying and being an old maid. Bad thing.
It actually sounds like a compliment. Like, you can take care of yourself and you're capable. You don't need a man. So men are going to label you just to put you down.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, because it was the 1300s.
Right. Not just men, society. Women would label other women spinsters, too.
Mm. Yeah, so. Women be bitches, too.
That's what we call them now. We don't call them spinsters anyway. So. Bitch.
So, but whenever I thought of spinster or old maid, I always thought of somebody like, when I was younger, in their 50s, which I know is not old, but like when you're young, that seems old. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, late 30s, 40s, it's the pejorative term, you know, for an unmarried woman in their late 30s and 40s. No. Would you care to guess the age cap for the term spinster?
Like, there's a cap?
There's a cap. It's an age range that you get labeled a spinster if you are an unmarried woman.
So nowadays or back in the day?
For all time is the official definition.
I was going to say, based on your definition, 50 and older.
All right, Abby?
I'm going to say 27 and older because that's the age Charlotte Lucas was in the Pride and Prejudice series, and she is the original spinster.
Mo?
I was thinking 25 and older.
All right.
And I was going to say 28 and older.
Damn.
26.
Damn.
You are between the ages of 23 and 26, and you are unmarried. You are a spinster.
I am in my spinster era, is what you're saying?
You are. You are.
I don't think Taylor has a song about that.
No. The next era is even better. If you're between the ages of 26 and 29 and you are unmarried, you are not called a spinster. You are called a thornback.
A thornback. Uh-huh. Do you know why?
It came about in the 1700s, and it is a fish. It looks like a stingray almost, like a tiny mini stingray with a bunch of thorns on its back. So you're named after a fish.
Damn.
Sexy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So somebody's looking at these, and then the next one they've listed out, too, and I can't find the origin of this one, and after that they say they've made up categories to continue the trend since it was unheard of anyone in their 40s to be unmarried back in the day. So if you're between the ages of 29 and 35, you, my friend, are Venus death trap.
Whoa. Those are like the old plants that just stay open, right? And then when a fly comes in there, they slowly suffocate the fly, right?
Because it gets stuck in the sticky, like, yes, whatever inside. That's a Venus fly trap. So if you're a woman, though, who's unmarried, you're a Venus death trap.
Death trap.
That's a good porn star name. I was a Venus death trap, and I didn't even know it.
Isn't that fun?
I would have fully embraced that.
Does it make you feel sexy?
It does not.
Well, it's about to get sexy, because at this point, those are the official terms. Right, but at the age of 35, pretty sure you died in the 1300s. Like, you're done.
You had no man to take care of you.
Well, you had no man to take care of you, but also life expectancy was real short. Mm-hmm. So somebody has come up with more categories. They've made, so these are not historically, like, it's not somebody in the 1300s calling you this. They are taking it back, and they say if you are between the ages of 35 and 40 and you are unmarried, you or a Lady of the Blade?
Lady of the Blade.
Oh. So I went, because I also was a Lady of the Blade.
If you were between 40 and 45 and you were unmarried, you are a fanged dowager.
Dowager. The visions of these, oh man. Are they getting better or are they getting worse here?
I think, I don't know. It's like we went up with Venus Death Trap and Lady of the Blade, the fanged dowager, but I imagine at that age you give no F's.
Yeah, probably not. All I know is I was watching Blue Planet yesterday with Jimmy, and it was like the deep. So all those weird creatures, mm-hmm. like in the twilight zone of the ocean. And I feel like you're just naming off all those creepy ass fish we watched yesterday on Blue Planet.
If you're 46 to 49, you are a short-faced mama bear.
What the hell?
All right, that feels nice.
I think it's getting a little negative again. I like this one though. 50 plus.
Yeah.
You're a woolly mammoth matriarch.
A woolly mammoth matriarch.
I could roll with that.
A woolly mammoth?
Woolly mammoth matriarch.
Yeah. Okay.
Not willy, woolly.
Woolly.
Woolly mammoth.
And then if you're over 50, the name for you does not exist. They just wrote terrified silence, shifting eyes. If you speak of her, she will know and she will show you no mercy.
The Burt Show.